adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which is now bigger and better than ever. For there are two big additional pages of comics in the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. When Jim accepts an assignment from the FBI to uncover a plot to sabotage the Panama Canal, he is forced to dispense with Lil's services, and she proceeds to her home in the East to pay her parents a long-promised visit. After seeing her off, Jim gets down to work with Inspector Channing of the Washington headquarters of the Federal Bureau on the sabotage plot. It's almost dinner time before they're finished work for the day, so Jim decides to stop off at a nearby restaurant for dinner. Jim is no sooner seated at a table when he receives a terrific surprise. A pretty blonde waitress passes by, and as Jim looks up, he blinks in amazement, for the attractive waitress is none other than the glamorous widow, Kitty St. John. Jim jumps to his feet and calls her name. She is so surprised she drops a tray of dishes, then quickly recovers, turns and gives Jim an icy stare as she strides out of the dining room and disappears. Jim is left alone staring after her until the head waiter joins him.
I am awfully sorry, sir. Sorry, all this happened, sir. Yes. Cleaner, please. She is a new waitress and apparently very clumsy. I shall speak to her immediately, sir. Discharge her if necessary.
No. Don't do that. As a matter of fact, it was all my fault. The young lady wasn't to blame at all. I can clear up the entire matter if you let me speak to the manager.
Certainly, sir. Just follow me, please, and I'll take you to his office. Never mind, Carl. Mr. Flandeau is the owner and general manager. His office is just over here to the right.
Fine, and I'll appreciate it if you just forget this little incident until I've spoken to Mr.
Flandeau, sir. Flandeau, this is his office. Mr. Flandeau, this gentleman, a guest, wishes to have a word with you over that rather unfortunate disturbance the new waitress created a few moments ago.
Why, certainly, come right in. Have a chair, Mr.
Bradley.
Sit right down.
Thank you.
You may go now, Jules.
Yes, sir.
Now, Mr. Bradley, how can I be of service to you? I hope that little accident did not upset you.
No, not at all. It would take a heck of a lot more than that to upset me. It's not the incident, but the waitress I'm interested in.
Ah, yes, Mr. Bradley, that is rather an interesting story. You are not a resident of this city, I take it?
Well, no, not a permanent resident.
I see. Well, Mr. Bradley, that young lady who was about to wait on you was at one time rather wealthy, came from a very good family. Her family were regular patrons of mine when I was maitre de one of our finest hotels. She's had a rather bad time of it. She married young. The man, well, he was no good. A divorce soon followed. Both her parents died within a short time, but left a fairly comfortable fortune to the young lady and her brother.
I get it. The old devil depression wiped it out.
No. Her rascally brother did that. He was a spoilt young man with an uncontrollable weakness for gambling. Unfortunately, the family fortune was left to him to administer, and it was not long before he not only gambled away the fortune, but he issued bad checks, committed forgeries, which finally landed him in prison.
But where was the young lady all this time? Couldn't she put the brakes on his gambling?
No. You see, she had left for a cruise of the South Seas and had taken up temporary residence with an old friend of the family's. She was completely ignorant of what was going on. And when her brother was arrested, tried, and sent to prison, the family lawyer and the close friend of the family decided to withhold the disgraceful details of her brother's perfidy. She went along thinking everything was quite all right.
Kind of tough on her to suddenly wake up and find the world crashing around her ears.
Exactly. You see, she returned rather unexpectedly, and when she went to the family lawyer for funds, he was forced to explain the whole nasty business.
I see. Now, if you'll pardon my curiosity.
Me?
How did she get here?
Well, she's quite proud, Mr. Bradley, and very, very courageous. Although the lawyer offered to pay her return passage back to the South Seas and the old friend of the family offered her a place in his home, she stubbornly refused all offers of what she called charity and was determined to earn her own living.
Very, very commendable, I'd say.
Yes, indeed, Mr. Bradley. You see, I have recently gone into business for myself. I advertised for some extra waitresses, and you can imagine my surprise when one of the applicants turned out to be Miss Catherine. Mrs. Saint-Jean, she calls herself now.
And you heard her story and hired her?
Oui.
Good for you, Mr. Flando. Very darn nice thing to do.
Oh, pardon too. I really tried to make a place for her as assistant cashier or hostess during the tea and cocktail hour, but she readily saw through my plan. Said she realized I was acting more on sympathy than good judgment. She insisted that I had advertised for waitresses, and she had applied for that position, and she wanted it, with no favors asked or extended.
That young lady has plenty of good old-fashioned courage, Mr. Flander.
Maybe.
She deserves a break.
Oui, that's exactly how I feel, Mr. Bradley. And that is why I have told you all this, hoping that you would forgive the little upset and not let it interfere with your patronage of my establishment.
On the contrary, Mr. Flando, makes me all the more eager to come here.
Thank you, Mr. Bradley. incidentally, I hope your interest in the matter will not...
No, Mr. Flando, I'm just a columnist, digging up a little human interest story. But rest assured, I'll be very discreet.
Thank you, Mr. Bradley, for your very kind interest.
It's quite all right. Now, if you'll find me another place where I won't embarrass the young lady, I'll have dinner.
But certainly, Mr. Bradley, I'll take care of it at once.
After dinner, Jim returned to his hotel room, his mind filled with the details of Kitty's tragic but rather courageous struggle. Her game stand in the face of adversity won Jim's admiration and sympathy, and the more he thought about it, the more determined he became to do something to help her. He realized only too well that she would stubbornly refuse any personal offer of assistance, and that to help her at all, he would have to act through an intermediary. He was trying hard to find some plan when his telephone rang. Picking up the receiver, he heard...
Mr. Bradley, I have a call for you. Do you wish to take it?
Yes, thank you.
Well, this is Mr. Carson, Mr. Bradley, passenger agent for Pan American. You were anxious to get a report on space for one of your men, en route from Singapore?
That's right. My man Kolu had passage through to Honolulu. But there was some question about his being able to continue on from there.
Yes, that's right, Mr. Bradley. Well, we have just been advised of a last-minute cancellation on the Hawaiian Clipper. Now, we've been able to transfer that space to your man, Kolu.
That's great. Thanks a lot. It's rather important to have him here in a hurry.
I see. Well, he'll be on the Hawaiian Clipper arriving tomorrow afternoon, Mr. Bradley.
Good, and thanks for calling. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Bradley.
That gives me an idea. Why didn't I think of that before? I'll ring him right now and see if I can put this over. Will you please ring Mr. Robert Channing's room for me, please? Mr. Channing, Washington, D.C.
One moment, please. The room number is 1407, but Mr. Channing has retired. He left the 7 o'clock call.
Never mind that operator. Just ring him. He'll talk to me. It's important. This is Mr. Bradley in 1016.
Very well, Mr. Bradley. One moment, please. I'm ringing Mr. Channing for you.
No, thank you.
There's your party, Mr. Bradley.
Hello, Channing. This is Jim Bradley.
What's the idea of waking me up in the middle of the night?
Middle of the night, my foot. Just a few minutes past 11. You go to bed too early.
That's my business. Well, Bradley, what's on your mind?
Well, I thought you might be interested to know. Pan American just called to tell me that my man Kolu was able to get space on the Hawaiian Clipper and will be here tomorrow afternoon.
So what? I wasn't so important that it wouldn't have kept till morning. Is that all you woke me up out of a sound sleep to tell me?
Well, you were anxious to have me get an early start. Now that my man Kolu was here, there's only one thing more to settle, and I can start for Panama.
The rest can wait until morning. I want to get back to sleep.
No, it can't, Channing. I'm formulating a new plan of action that I'm sure will work and completely cover my entrance into Panama.
Listen, this is neither the time nor the place to discuss details. I'll see you in the morning. Join me at, 8 o'clock for breakfast.
No, Channing, I've got to work this out tonight. I tell you, it's important.
Okay. Let's have it. Now, what is it you want, Bradley?
I want a secretary.
A what?
A secretary. A female secretary.
Say, are you crazy? What's the idea?
Take it easy. Take it easy, Channing. Take it easy. Now, if you calm down and listen, I want you to get me a secretary. A female secretary.
I heard you the first time. Say, what in the blazes is the matter with you? You been drinking?
No, I haven't been drinking. I'm cold sober.
Well, then you're either kidding me or else you're crazy.
I assure you I'm perfectly sane. I was never more serious in my life. So make up your mind, I've got to have a female secretary.
Say, maybe you'd like me to get you a nurse, too, or a private dancing instructor. Say, what in the name of common sense is all this? Are you really on the level?
Well, certainly I am. Must I repeat the request all over again?
No. I know what you want, but why?
Because it's vitally important to my plans, and I've got to know now. I insist that I have that secretary.
And I won't be a party to making any snap judgment about a thing like that until I know all the details. And I flatly refuse to discuss them tonight. Maybe you'll feel different in the morning.
Yes, you're right, Mr. Channing. Maybe I will feel different in the morning. Maybe I'll ask you to excuse me and get yourself a new man for the job.
And that clash of personalities begins to sound a little serious, especially Jim's threat at the finale of the Battle of Words. Will Jim give up the case or will he stand by his guns and win his demand for a secretary? And who is the secretary to be? Kitty St. John? That might complicate matters if a certain Lily DeVril heard about it. So don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land, like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over the same station. Be sure to tune in.